Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh cremated with full state honours. Government to allocate space for memorial of Dr. Manmohan Singh, says Home Ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani at 11 tomorrow morning. Central Consumer Protection Authority to investigate cab aggregators over differential pricing. Rajasthan government dissolves 9 districts and 3 divisions created under previous government. 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians killed in clashes between Afghanistan and Pakistan border forces. Hockey India League 2024-25 kicks off in Rourkela. Delhi SD Pipers take on Gonasika in the tournament opener, now underway. The details. Mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigambodh Ghat in New Delhi today. The funeral pyre was lit by his eldest daughter, Upinder Singh. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister at Nigambodh Ghat. Besides, several leaders from Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, offered their tributes. Dr. Manmohan Singh died on the 26th of December at AIIMS, New Delhi, at the age of 92. The Union Home Ministry has said the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard yesterday. The ministry said immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio programme. The programme will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the programme in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, has directed the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, to investigate allegations of differential pricing by cab aggregators. They are allegedly charging different fares for the same rides on Android and Apple devices. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said he has asked the CCPA to conduct a detailed inquiry into this and submit a report at the earliest. Mr. Joshi has also asked the department to look into other sectors as well, like food delivery apps, online ticket booking apps, among others. He said the government has adopted zero tolerance for consumer exploitation. The Haryana government today approved the revision of the ex gratia amount to be given to the families of battle casualties of the Armed Forces personnel and Central Armed Police Forces personnel. The ex gratia amount has been increased from 50 lakhs to 1 crore rupees. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini informed this in a press conference.
सेना और सीआरपीएफ के शहीद परिवारों की अनुग्रह राशि वो 50 लाख रुपए से बढ़ा करके 1 करोड़ रुपए करने की वो स्वीकृति की गई है और जो हिंदी आंदोलन के 1957 के मातृभाषा सत्याग्रहियों के लिए जो मासिक पेंशन थी वो 15,000 रुपए थी उसको बढ़ा करके 20,000 रुपए करने का निर्णय किया है.
The Supreme Court today pulled up the Punjab government for its failure to ensure the hospitalisation of former leader Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal, who is on a fast unto death. Mr. Dhaliwal has been fasting at Kanauri, a border point between Punjab and Haryana, since November the 26th in support of long-standing farmer demands, including a legal guarantee for minimum support price, MSP, for crops, loan waivers and agricultural reforms. A vacation bench headed by Justice Suryakant told Punjab's Advocate General Gurminder Singh to comply with the court's previous orders, which instructed the state government to ensure Dhaliwal's health remained stable. The Supreme Court ordered the Punjab Chief Secretary and Director General of Police to comply with its directives within 2 days, with the matter scheduled for a hearing on December the 31st. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has ordered an inquiry into the allegation that non-government people are collecting personal details of residents of Delhi for the proposed Mahila Samman Yojana. He also said the Commissioner of Police may direct the field officers to take action as per the law against the persons who are breaching the privacy of citizens. He ordered action against private individuals organizing camps for fraudulent enrollment in government schemes. The Delhi LG ordered a probe in this regard after receiving complaints from Congress's New Delhi Assembly constituency candidate Sandeep Dixit. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're with us on the news at 9. The Rajasthan government announced that 9 out of the 17 new districts created by the previous government will be dissolved. Apart from this, the divisional status given to Pali, Banswara and Sikar will also be abolished. Our correspondent reports that 8 new districts will remain intact. This decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held today. Rajasthan's Parliamentary Affairs Minister Jogaram Patel said these districts and divisions were established prior to the elections without proper consideration of practicality. He said a review committee concluded that these districts were not viable. A report.
The cabinet decision of Rajasthan government under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has resulted in dissolution of Dudu, Kekri, Shahpura, Neem Kathana, Sachaur, Anupgarh and Gangapur city districts. Jaipur rural and Jodhpur rural districts have also been removed from the list of new districts. However, Balotra, Byawar, Deeg, Didwana, Kuchaman, Kotputli, Behrod, Khairthal, Tijara, Falodi and Salumbar districts have been kept intact. As the result of today's decision, there will be 7 divisions and 41 districts in Rajasthan. On the other hand, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, while talking to media, accused the current state government for doing politics on this issue. He said that his government took the decision on the basis of demography and for good governance. Saleha Ghazi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
On to weather news. North India continues to reel under cold wave conditions. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, India Meteorological Department senior scientist Dr. R. K. Jenamani said an orange alert for very dense fog conditions has been issued for North India tomorrow, including the Delhi NCR region. In Jammu and Kashmir, snowfall occurring after a long dry spell and bone-chilling cold has caused severe disruptions, with life coming to a halt in many areas of the Kashmir region. The administration, including the Army and J&K police, is undertaking rescue operations in snowbound areas, besides providing succor to rescued people and tourists across the Kashmir region. A report.
Director of Meteorological Department Dr. Mukhtar Ahmed predicted increase in cold from 30th to 31st December. He said moderate to heavy snowfall is likely to occur, particularly in far-flung areas between 3rd to 6th January next year. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah reviewed all the measures being taken regarding restoration of traffic on main roads, restoration of power, drinking water supply and essential supplies. He emphasized the importance of seamless coordination and uninterrupted services to ensure comfort to the general public. Tariq Rather, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Himachal Pradesh, intermittent snowfall continues in the upper areas, while light rain continues in the lower areas. We have more from our correspondent.
In Himachal Pradesh, normal life has been affected due to snowfall in upper and tribal areas, and power supply has been disrupted in many places due to hundreds of electricity transformers being damaged. About 4 feet of snow has fallen in the upper areas of Lahul Spiti district, while the famous tourist city of Manali has also been covered in a white sheet of fresh snow. Due to snowfall, traffic activities have affected on more than 100 roads, and the administration has deployed heavy machinery to open them. The weather department has predicted that snowfall will continue in the upper regions of the state throughout the night today. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, intermittent snowfall and rain has been continuing in the state since yesterday evening. Our correspondent reported that the cold has increased due to heavy snowfall in the higher altitudes and rain in the lower areas. We have a report.
Heavy snowfall has occurred in Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangotri, Yamnotri, Hemkund Sahib, Oli and other high altitude areas of the state. Temperature has significantly dropped due to snowfall. Along with this, rain has also brought relief from pollution in urban areas. The district administration has made all the necessary arrangements to clear the roads blocked due to snowfall in high altitude areas. Meanwhile, in view of the increasing cold in the state, holiday has been declared in all school and Anganwadi centers in the capital Dehradun from 28 December to 4 January. It may be noted that Met Department has declared clear weather for tomorrow in the state. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
At least 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians were killed today after heavy clashes erupted between Afghan and Pakistani border forces at border crossing points. The fierce clashes are ongoing in eastern Afghanistan's Khost and Paktika provinces bordering Pakistan. Afghan border forces have set on fire several Pakistani military posts in the Ali Shtir district of Khost province. 3 Afghan civilians lost their lives due to mortar shells fired by Pakistani soldiers in the Dandepatan district. The clashes took place following airstrikes carried out by Pakistani troops in Paktika province on Tuesday night that killed 51 people, including women and children. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev following the downing of a commercial plane in Russian airspace that killed 38 people. However, Mr. Putin stopped short of acknowledging Russia's responsibility for the incident. After a phone call between Mr. Putin and Mr. Aliyev, the Kremlin said the Russian president described it as a tragic incident occurring while Russian air defense systems were actively repelling Ukrainian drone attacks. Earlier, some media outlets reported that the plane targeted by Russian air defense systems as it attempted to land in Chechnya was forced to divert over the Caspian Sea. It crash-landed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 of the 67 passengers on board. Reigning world chess champion Gukesh D met Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded Gukesh D's determination and dedication, saying that his confidence was truly inspiring. He mentioned that Gukesh's prediction of becoming the youngest world champion has now clearly come true thanks to his own efforts. The Prime Minister also remarked that Gukesh embodies calmness and humility. He shared that his conversation with Gukesh also revolved around the transformative potential of yoga and meditation. The 2024-25 edition of the Hockey India League HIL kicks off at Rourkela in Odisha today. The tournament opener between Delhi SG Pipers and Gunasekhar is underway at the Birsa Munda Stadium. At halftime, both teams were tied 1-1. The men's league will be played in two phases. Phase 1 will run from today till the 18th of January, with each team competing once. Phase 2 will begin on 19th January, where teams will be split into two pools and play against each other in their respective pools. The top four teams from this phase will progress to the semi-finals set for the 31st of January next year. The final is scheduled on the 1st of February. In cricket, India will resume their innings on day 4 of the 4th test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne Cricket Ground tomorrow, with centurion Nitish Reddy and Mohammad Siraj at the crease. The visitors remain 116 runs behind Australia's first innings total of 474. India were 358 for 9 at stumps on day 3, with play ending early due to bad light. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh cremated with full state honours. Government to allocate space for memorial of Dr. Manmohan Singh, says Home Ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashwani at 11 tomorrow morning. Central Consumer Protection Authority to investigate cab aggregators over differential pricing. Rajasthan government dissolves 9 districts and 3 divisions created under previous government. 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians killed in clashes between Afghanistan and Pakistan border forces. And Hockey India League 2024-25 kicks off in Rourkela. Delhi SD Pipers takes on Gunasekhar in the tournament opener, now underway. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.